from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. Thousands observing a minute of silence Friday in Barcelona's main square for the victims of two vehicular attacks that left at least 14 people dead and more than 100 injured. And a short while ago, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made this announcement.
I want to acknowledge that we have now received word and confirmed the death of one American citizen in the terrorist attacks in Spain amongst those who have been killed. We're still confirming the injuries and deaths of others, but obviously we express our deepest sympathies to the loved ones of this individual and obviously the others who have been who have suffered loss of life, and we offer our thoughts and prayers to their families as they're going to be dealing with a very, very tough few days ahead of them.
Spanish authorities have recently announced the arrest of a fourth individual in connection with the attacks. Police in Finland saying they're searching for more possible suspects who might have been involved in the stabbing of several people Friday in the southwestern coastal city of Turku. Police shooting one man in the leg and arresting him, prompting a police warning to avoid central Turku. Security has been heightened at Helsinki Airport and train stations as a result of the stabbings. Public television station YLE reporting witnesses saying they saw bodies on the ground in the city's Puutori Square. President Donald Trump's administration nearing a decision on a new strategy for the 16-year-old war in Afghanistan, the longest conflict in U.S. history. He'll be meeting with his top advisors, including the Secretary of State, the Defense Secretary, and the Vice President. Options including thousands or sending additional thousands of troops to the war-torn country or withdrawing them altogether. This is VOA News. Rwandan President Paul Kagame was sworn in for a third term Friday in Kigali after winning re-election with nearly 99% of the vote. The East African nation has virtually no political opposition, and critics accuse Kagame of being intolerant of dissent, and he denies it. Human Rights Watch saying in a statement Friday that in the months leading to the election, it documented a pattern of harassment, arrests, and detentions of opposition party leaders and supporters, activists, and journalists. The top U.S. general has wrapped up his visit to China as tensions on the Korean Peninsula are expected to increase. On Monday, U.S. and South Koreans are expected to conduct joint military exercises. VOA's Carla Babb is traveling with General Joe Dunford and has this latest from Beijing.
General Joe Dunford met with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday during a three-day visit filled with what he called transparent and candid exchanges with Chinese leaders.
I think everybody agrees that diplomatic and economic pressure for now is the right approach. And again, everyone believes that the UN Security Council sanctions now must be vigorously enforced to set the conditions for a broader political discussion that would take place.
Dunford's time in China included a visit with troops at the country's Northern Theater Command, which oversees Chinese military forces deployed along the 1,400-kilometer border with North Korea. He also signed a new communications agreement with China's military that sets up high-level talks in November and aims to prevent miscalculation in the event war breaks out on the Korean Peninsula. Carla Babb, VOA News, Beijing.
The statue of a former U.S. Supreme Court justice who wrote the majority opinion in an 1857 case upholding slavery is one of the latest monuments to come down in a week of heightened racial sensitivity and tension across the country. The statue of Roger B. Taney was removed from the grounds of the Maryland State House early on Friday in Annapolis, where it stood for almost 150 years. Jolene Ivey is a former Maryland State delegate.
The history that this represents is something that I'm not proud of. When Roger Taney wrote the Dred Scott decision, he was saying that African Americans aren't worthy of full citizenship or even full personhood in this country.
Dred Scott was seeking freedom for his wife and daughter. Sierra Leone's government burying more than 350 people in the mudslides earlier this week in Freetown, the country's capital. The UN on Friday saying the death toll from the mudslides there is now over 400. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.